All right, the Reds, it is the preview. Myself, Gareth Roberts, Paul Cope, and more importantly, Steve Warnock, talking about what it was like to be a pro footballer.
Can we stop right there, more importantly?
The preview, lad. The preview. Were you a professional footballer?
This is Mr. Cope now, isn't it? Jesus. Got his own YouTube channel, got his own podcast, the full shabam, writing books. You know what I mean?
I've got a logo with my own name on. What have you got?
I mean, I fucking helped to invent this thing, lad, so you know what I mean? anyway, Steve, in this one, is going to answer questions. So we put it out to the subscribers group. We asked for your questions. We've got loads of good ones in. Myself and Copey, I've got a couple of our own as well. And we'll just go and see what happens and see where it goes. I liked one that Copey threw in on WhatsApp, actually. So I think maybe kick off with that, because I suspect there might be a tasty answer to it. He says, would you ever have signed for Manchester United or Everton after leaving Liverpool? Obviously, Michael Owen has discussed this to the nth degree, because it's massively held against him, obviously, that by a lot of fans, that he went to Manchester United and started using the phrase "we" about Manchester United when he'd been a Liverpool hero and all that kind of stuff. So where were you on it, Steve? And did those opportunities ever arise at all?
Well, I never got the opportunity to go to United, and I probably wouldn't have gone there. But I got linked a few times with going to Everton. When I was younger, coming through the youth ranks at Liverpool, I think it was probably around about just after I'd come back from my broken legs, I'd been at Bradford and stuff like that, and then I was linked to it going there. It was never in my mind to go. I was just like, no, I'm a Liverpool player and things like that. But then I went to Blackburn, and I was playing regularly at Blackburn. And it was, I think, when I was going to Aston Villa, Leighton Baines had been linked with going to Aston Villa, and I'd been linked with going there as well. And then they were talking about if Baines had gone to Villa, then Everton wanted to buy me. And I'd been sounded out about it. It got mentioned and would have been interested in it. And looking back on, like, at the time, I was like, yeah, why not? It was an opportunity to go and play, to go home as well, to sort of live in the area and things like that. But I almost had a sense of resentment against Liverpool of the way things had ended as well, and towards the club. And so for me, it was sort of not a way of getting back at them, but I just felt it could have been the right thing at the time. When I look back on it now, I wouldn't have gone. If I was the age now and what I know now, I'd have turned it down straight away and said, no, not a chance. But at the time, yeah, it was something that was that I considered. But I ended up moving to Aston Villa, and Baines ended up staying at Everton.